Welcome to the Kid Craddock Podcast. It's a condensed version of the show. We've painstakingly smushed it together for your listening pleasure. Enjoy! Kid Craddock in the morning.
Beat the bag. Scranton, Wilkes-Barre, Pennsylvania. Sting is here for WrestleMania. WrestleMania.
Yeah, you did all right.
Did it though, didn't I?
Pennsylvania was a good rhyme.
Pull it out, did
that was very well done, Big Al.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, Sting's coming in studio here in the next 10 minutes, so we gotta get to giving away some money real quick.
Aight.
Jessica, welcome to the show.
Oh my gosh, am I on the show?
Yes, oh my gosh.
Yeah, Jessica Garten, how are you doing this morning?
Oh man, I'm so excited.
We're excited to talk to you too. What's up?
What are you doing right now?
I'm sitting in the parking lot about to go to work.
Okay. What do you do?
I do medical billing.
People love getting your mail.
I'm on the good side.
Oh, good. So. Yay.
I was going to say that $124 from that knee surgery is on the way.
Yeah.
Are you able to hook yourself up when you have medical bills?
No, that's not allowed.
Dang it.
Doggone it.
Are you married, single? What's going on?
I have a boyfriend that I hope is going to propose sometime soon.
Does he know
that you're hoping that?
What's his name?
His name's Jason.
Yeah. Come on, Jason.
You hear that, Jason?
Jason.
Come on,
I have a feeling Jason already knows.
Yeah. Don't do it today. If anybody proposes today, that's just mean.
Yeah.
You can do it on April 1st.
I'd be fine with it.
Probably be like that, though. Yeah.
Friendly reminder, you will see a lot of fake engagements, fake baby announcements, fake that. It's April Fool's, everybody. But this is no April Fool's, Jessica. You will be going inside the bank vault. The banker will be throwing dollar amounts your way. Now, the longer you stay in there, Jessica, the more money you can win. It can get up to $1,000. All you got to do is yell stop, even if he says $1,000, and that's how much you will win. Now,
okay.
If you wait too long, Jessica, and the door closes, you will win nothing, okay?
Okay.
And that's bad. We want you to win some money.
Nothing. I mean, not even a consolation prize.
Well, Al might give you some bonus
points. Maybe bonus points or a couple strips of bacon.
Right, if he's feeling good.
Bacon.
Okay.
Al, how you feeling this morning? He's writing it down.
You know what, young lady? I feel great.
You do?
I feel confident.
Wow.
Please keep in mind, I have no earthly idea what's going to happen.
That's true. He doesn't.
But I feel fantastic.
Wow. Okay. Al feels fantastic.
I'm intentionally not looking at Shannon right now because I don't want to see the expression or the frown on her face.
Okay.
Oh, gosh.
All right. Let's go.
Hey, Jessica, you got to get to work. We got to get you some money. Let's play.
Beat the bank.
$110. $140. $180. $210. $230. $380. $430. $570.
$570.
Oh. I don't blame you, baby.
That pause got you, Jessica.
I don't blame you one bit.
Man, I thought it was going to go higher.
I thought it was going all the way.
You think $1,000 out?
I don't know.
I'm just glad you got all that.
Jessica, you got $570. That's all yours. We'll put that in your wallet. But just for fun, we want to see if Big Al Mac was feeling good for the right reasons.
He wrote down. He thought this was going to go all the way.
All right, let's check it out.
Oh, my gosh.
Let's see.
Okay.
$660. Arr. 810.
Oh, he sped it up.
Al looking at him smug. He's looking at him all smug, walking around over there.
Okay. Jessica, you made a good choice. $570 for you, girl.
Good for you, girl. Good for you.
Thank you.
Good for you.
You have a wonderful Friday. Have a good day at work. Thank you so much for listening. Yay. Okay, Jessica?
Good luck on
you guys.
Let us know when he pops the question. Okay? Let us know.
Yeah,
what was your boyfriend's name again?
Jason.
Yeah, Jason.
Jason.
We're waiting, Jason.
Jason, she just got $570.
She's rich. All right, hold on for us, Jessica. We'll play Beat the Bank again in less than 1 hour. And coming up next, Sting.
Is he in the building?
We will be having a Hall of Famer in studio. He's going to be inducted tomorrow.
So exciting.
Sting from WWE will be live in studio. Is he going to be wearing makeup? We don't know yet.
I'm voting no.
I'm saying yes.
I think no.
All right, we'll find out when we talk to Sting live next.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
We have a treat for you, Kid Nation. And based on all the text messages and emails and tweets we're getting, you're excited.
We have a feeling all those people outside aren't here for us.
No, that's not for us.
Oh, hello.
He's going to be inducted into the WWE Hall of Fame on Saturday night along with his homie Snoop Dogg. Joining us in studio right now, Sting.
Sting.
Do I call you Mr. Sting?
Yeah.
Or the Sting.
Sting is so chill.
Sting is chill, yeah. You know what? But I can turn that light switch on real quick.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, I know you've been so calm and
tables
quiet
and chairs.
This morning.
Let's get this thing going here. I just had a double latte, so I'm ready.
Oh, boy.
I can tell.
Sting's on the caffeine.
Yeah.
See, this is what's so impressive to me when I was reading a little bit of your bio. I'm sure every super fan of yours knows this, but you own the name Sting.
Yes, I do. As a matter of fact, Sting, the singer, actually met with me in Atlanta one year at Chastain Park, and we took pictures. He took me up on the stage and put the guitar around my neck and treated me like royalty. I couldn't believe it.
Did he try to buy the name from you?
Ever? No. You know what? He told me, he said, my 9-year-old son has your poster up in his bedroom. And I said, wow.
He's like, Dad, that's the real Sting.
Yeah, you're sticking Sting.
But it's just two different entertainers, you know?
Yeah. Sure. Is it cool when you hear that? Because, like, John Cena is a big fan of yours. And he's super popular right now. And he's like, man, when I was a kid, Sting was my dude. Like, I even had the flat top like he did. Yeah. Is that cool for you to hear?
Oh, heck yeah. Sure. I mean, you know, I've had people tell me, Seth Rollins, you know, I was you for Halloween. John Cena probably was too. But, yeah, I mean, so many of them dressed up as me for Halloween. They got into wrestling because of me. And, you know, it's a very humbling thing, believe me.
Did you ever answer the door during, like, Halloween on Trick or Treat and there was kids dressed as you?
Yeah, no, I just,
or you
come,
dressed
I just,
up.
I come as me.
Really?
Just Steve, you know.
I would think that would be so awesome. Ding dong, and Sting answers the door.
Now, you and Snoop Dogg are being inducted same time. Are you guys friends? Have you hung out with Snoop?
We shook hands once or twice. Yeah.
Because he's meant so much to wrestling.
Absolutely, that's right. And he's a real jock, too. I know that.
Yeah, he plays sports and stuff.
Yeah.
Is it cool for you? Like, you're a wrestler. You spent your whole life in the WWE. And is it cool that entertainers get inducted into the Hall of Fame as well?
Well, heck yeah. I mean, when they contribute, and he's contributed.
Yeah.
You know, and he loves the industry. So,
It's true that you probably would be undefeated if it weren't for all those people that cheated during your matches.
Absolutely. And the referees not being able to see and not get the count at the right time, I mean, it sucks.
Why
sometimes.
Don't you guys get good refs in the WWE? They always get knocked out, Sting.
I know. We got to do something about that.
Yeah.
You know? After 30 years, it's too late, though.
Are you going to be in makeup this weekend at any point?
Well, you know, the only thing's for sure about Sting is nothing's for sure.
Okay. All right. We were taking bets to see if you were going to come in this morning in makeup or not. He's wearing sunglasses for everyone that's listening.
Yes, and we don't call it makeup. We call it paint.
Paint.
I'm sorry.
Paint. It's a paint job, Jenna.
He puts the war paint on. He doesn't put makeup on. Yeah. This isn't Maybelline Sting.
Right.
That's a very good point, dude.
Yeah, I put a video up yesterday like in my Sting paint. And people were calling me Marilyn Manson, so obviously I can't pass as you ever.
You know, that's where I got the original idea.
Are you serious?
For that look, yeah.
Marilyn Manson was
one time walking through an airport somewhere. You know how they have the wall of Rolling Stone magazine?
Yeah.
There was literally a wall, and it was him on the cover with this weird-looking kind of, you know, deal on his face. And I went, wow.
That is cool.
Yeah, and Scott Hall saying, you know, this is when my character changed from the blonde flat-top haircut Surfer Sting into this crow kind of character. And Scott Hall says... He says, yes, man, you should get a trench coat and paint your face white and put some black around your eyes.
Yeah, I was thinking it was more like the crow.
Yeah, it is. It's so
well,
cool.
Well, yeah. I mean,
that's what I thought.
It's known as Crow Sting for sure, and it's more like the crow, but that's where I got the original
idea. Yeah, well, that's
that,
interesting.
That
I didn't know that. Yeah.
I hear back when you were kind of getting started that that you had some type of an unusual concoction that you used to eat or drink.
Oh, when you were bodybuilding.
And Al's working on his form, obviously.
You know, I'm trying to get into Sting shape myself. What was this thing?
Concoction?
I would rather hear it from you.
You're probably talking about what Jim Helwig, who later became the Ultimate Warrior. He was my tag team partner when we broke into the business, and we didn't have money. We slept in the car, and so our meals to get our protein in, tuna out of a can, of course.
Yeah.
But, you know, traveling up and down the roads, wintertime, in the cold sometimes, to get that vitamin C in, we'd take some orange juice and blend it.
Yummy.
In the blender.
No, OJ
and tuna.
Before you had discovered protein powder.
I couldn't afford protein powder.
Was what it was. Yeah. We couldn't afford it. That's right. This is the original protein powder.
Oh, is there anything you miss about those days, the struggling days just starting out? Because we all look back and say, oh, the good old days when we didn't have any money. And is there anything positive about that experience?
I can't think of anything. No, I really don't think so. No, I don't miss anything about those. No,
What is this?
Back
to the OJ and tuna and OJ? No.
Hold on. Even Sting says, no, I'm good. That's how you could tell Sting made enough money.
Well, what is that?
That's, you know, I'll tell you, these are two of my favorite things. Not a chance I'm drinking that.
Okay, here's what was brought into us.
It's
orange juice and tuna blended.
It really is. And you guys want me to drink it for the show.
I'll try it.
It is tuna.
Yeah, I told you. Sting, we don't mess around here.
We don't lie,
But I'll try it, because I want to see how you lived back in the day.
You don't have to, Sting. You don't have to. You don't have to.
Oh, I have to.
Cheers.
I have to.
Oh, my gosh. If
cheers,
he does it, then we
cheers,
have
to.
Orange juice and tuna on the
show.
Oh, my.
It's not that bad, you guys.
You know what? I take that back. Ooh.
Oh, the aftertaste is horrible.
I do miss something from those days.
You miss that.
Oh, he's drinking more.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
The first down is cool, but the aftertaste is the worst thing I've ever had in my mouth. How did you live back then?
Orange juice and
tuna.
Oh,
man, I'm living right now. This is awesome.
Now that fish smell stuck on my upper lip.
It gets stuck between your teeth, doesn't it?
Uh-huh. Yeah, it does. Yeah. It does.
By the way, we it was a little bit more OJ. A little too much tuna.
That was too much tuna.
It's a little too thick. I'm literally spitting out chunks of tuna as I talk.
We have Sting in studio with us, being inducted into the Hall of Fame tomorrow night.
Goodness gracious.
With the WWE. I mean, you showed that you basically didn't have to do anything for a year, and you were still the most popular wrestler at one point.
Yeah, you know what? Sometimes less is more.
Yeah,
amen.
That was a great lesson that I learned in this business. Less is more. You know, wrestling can be way over the top, and you can choke people out with trying to, you know, get somebody over.
Yeah.
You know? And,
do you ever think, though, when you look back at the old days of wrestling, because you guys didn't get paid very much back in the day. And then you see the guys
slept
coming
in my car.
Yeah,
so I know.
Yeah,
I could buy all the orange juice and tuna you wanted. So.
And then you see the guys now are like they have big houses and they're getting paid more than you guys did back then. Do you think some of the older guys are upset about that?
You know, I don't think so. No, I mean it's just that the times have changed and wrestling wasn't so mainstream then.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, when I grew up, I didn't even know what pro wrestling was. So I was in that category of people that didn't even know.
Yeah.
Now it's just so mainstream. And now when I look at what's going on right here in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, you've got Cowboy Stadium, you've got the American Airlines Center, the Convention Center, and, you know, this is like one of the biggest entities in all of sports entertainment.
It is.
It's WWE, like the Super Bowl, man.
It's unbelievable. How many hundreds of millions of dollars does it bring into each city when it comes in every year?
It blew my mind when I saw the last event that was here in town, and I went home. I live across from American Airlines Center, and I saw like 20 18-wheelers all with different performers, wrestlers, pictures, and what. I'm like, this is more than Christina Aguilera had in town. You know, I'm just saying it's such a production.
Yeah.
You know, it just blew my mind.
And a lot of the guys have their own buses, too. So you're not only seeing those, but a lot of the guys travel that way.
Right.
So it's just, a lot easier.
Yeah. If you were wrestling one of the younger guys this weekend, who would you pick? Who would you take on?
You know, I can't even think that way. There's only one opponent that I would really love to wrestle, and that's Undertaker.
Mm. Yeah.
I've always wanted to wrestle Undertaker. I never did, no.
Oh. You whoop his butt, though, huh?
Oh, well, I'd take out the baseball bat for sure.
Damn right you would. Did you bring the baseball bat?
You know I did.
Yeah. Oh.
Matter of fact, I got it with me here.
Wow.
Really?
No.
Who would you like to hit with the baseball?
No.
Sting.
It'd be such an honor.
Yeah. I would take one.
Who brought me the tuna with orange juice?
Yeah.
That would be Robert and Nick.
Nick and Robert.
I just brought it up.
You could use a little whack.
Man, that was disgusting.
Wow.
I don't know how you guys did that back in the day.
Do you feel stronger, JC?
No, I feel like I'm going to puke. I feel weaker, actually. I don't think that works.
Oh, my.
Oh, my goodness.
What body part of yours hurts the most?
Probably my neck and back.
Yeah, I wanted to ask you, how's your neck doing?
Actually, you know, it's my knees that bother me the most.
Yeah.
Because that's what you have to use the most.
Well, you jump. I don't know. I mean, you're jumping all over the place.
You're a human super ball. So, yeah. I mean, it's really every part of your body. I've had so many surgeries, reconstruction on the knee and this and that. And so many of the guys have. Even the younger guys. I mean, they're getting, you know, surgeries on their necks and backs, and they keep going.
You hurt your neck back in September. And it's that wasn't supposed to happen. Do you have like a safe word? Like, hey, I hurt my neck. Don't touch me right now because I could get.
Ow, I'm hurt.
Well, how do you know you're telling the truth?
Oh, well, you just know.
You really can't tell when you hurt somebody.
Oh, yeah.
It's just, bad.
I mean, even the fans could tell.
Yeah.
You know? I mean, after a minute, it's like, okay, something really happened here, you know.
He's not moving. He's a.
I mean, now that, you know, the doctors are coming in and, you know, this isn't part of the show.
You know. What are you going to miss most about wrestling?
Well, what do you mean I'm going to miss? I'm not going to miss anything.
Yeah?
Going anywhere?
You're talking like I'm done.
No, I don't mean, are you going to still get back in the ring?
I'd like to.
Yeah.
I always put like it out there. I thought once you get into the Hall of Fame, you're like...
No, he's still active.
Oh, okay, I just thought that's meant retirement.
Are you the first?
I don't know how this works.
Are you the first active wrestler to be inducted? Is that...
You know, I don't know. That's a good question. I do not
Because that's
know.
What I always assumed that meant you were
right.
done.
Yeah, it's a good assumption. Apparently it's a bad assumption.
No, apparently so.
Maybe they're forcing me out. I don't know.
So if you were to sing karaoke, would you sing Roxanne?
Yeah, Roxanne. Why would you say Roxanne?
I don't know. Because of Sting.
He got it. Oh, he got it.
Wow. Got it. I think he got it, Kelly.
Oh. Yeah.
It's that Sting.
I'm the guy
chemistry.
That's been dropped on my head too
I was
many
trying
times.
To help.
You know, I always use the same line, you know, but I'm gonna say, "Paper Roses" by Marie Osmond.
Oh,
that's deep.
Arguably one of the worst songs ever recorded. Yeah. Let's just be honest.
Oh, come on, Marie Osmond.
Lover as a human being.
Do you have a crush on Marie?
I'm joking. I'm not serious. I'm not gonna sing "Paper Roses."
No, now you need to, Sting.
You want to come out?
Yeah.
Is there a video out there of you singing? Can we find one?
No, I don't believe there is.
Would you like to sing right now?
You will. No.
Can we make one?
He was willing to drink tuna and orange juice, but he's not willing to sing.
Right.
I don't want this to end. This is so cool.
Yeah, well, bring out some more OJ with tuna.
What do we got to do?
Not everybody drank with us either.
No.
I've been here
20 years. There's a few things I've gotten a little tenure now that I can just say no to. And that's one of them.
You got into wrestling because you saw Hulk wrestling Andre the Giant, right?
Yeah, you know what? He used to come into the Gold's Gym that I co-owned in Southern California. I didn't even know who he was.
What?
Remember, I didn't know what wrestling was. People would freak out. Who is that? You don't know who that is? It's Hulk Hogan. I knew the name. I heard the name, but I didn't know what... The guy from the Rocky movie. Oh, okay, I know that guy. And it was a little while later, a few months later, that I went to the sports arena going through this wrestling camp, and I saw Hulk Hogan, Andre the Giant, Big John Studd, British Bulldogs, all these names from the past. And I went, whoa, you know, to coin the 80s phrase, it was pandemonium, and it was. And I said, I want to do this.
And you made it happen. And now you're going to be inducted into the Hall of Fame tomorrow night.
Awesome.
Sting, I know you're super busy. Man, thank you so much for joining us.
It was a lot of fun. Thanks for having me.
Do you have like a Twitter and Instagram we could follow you on?
Yes, at Sting.
Go ahead and ask him,
Kelly.
He got
it first.
How'd you come up with that?
He got that first. I'll make sure you follow him on Twitter. And we'll be watching you, man. Good luck at the ceremony. It's been a pleasure to meet you. Yeah. Seriously.
Good to meet you, too. Sting. Thanks for having me.
Sting, nice to come. Brush your teeth before your next
Bro.
Yeah, I got chunks of tuna.
Would you like the rest of my OJ tuna?
I got some mouth.
Get out of here.
No, I got the bottles out there.
That is
some
so mouthwash stinky. Here if
you wanna, that is so gross.
Everybody give it up for Sting.
Yeah.
We'll be back.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Welcome back. We're about 10 minutes away from round two of Beat the Bank. Earlier, Jessica won $570. Al said he was feeling fantastic. Could have won $810 if she hung on a little bit longer. We're 10 minutes away from playing again. And remember, it's April Fool's today. So watch out for them jokesters on Facebook and Twitter. We're giving you a friendly warning.
I don't have anyone to play a joke on.
I played one on my wife. I'll tell you about the one I put on my wife. It was good.
Yay.
It was good.
I will be pulling jokes on no one.
We have a lot of text messages about Sting coming in, and that was really cool, you
really
guys.
Really cool, yeah.
He is a legend.
Sting is hilarious. Who knew? Yeah, because he's such a dry dude. You don't expect him to be so funny.
Right.
I tuned in to Kid Nation for the first time ever and at work just for the Sting interview, and it was so worth almost getting caught by my boss. Okay, in the last 2 days, you guys have made my stomach turn.
True. That tuna orange juice thing.
Oh,
yeah.
My God.
Yeah, apparently, in the early days, Sting used to drink orange juice blended with tuna to help him build muscle because he was a bodybuilder. And we decided we should try it.
Just those two words, those two items in the same sentence.
It was gross,
make
guys.
My stomach queasy.
It was so gross. Yeah. Al, did you try it, Kelly?
No.
Oh.
No.
Jenna, did you try it?
No, I did the raw eggs for you guys.
You did.
I'm out for a while.
Yeah. JC tried it, and of course, Sting... He took it right out of the jug. We had it already blended together.
Yeah.
He drank it right out of the jug.
I tried it. Little taste. He was gulping it.
And then he gulped it again. Then he did it again.
Yeah.
Yeah. What about the guy who had a dream to meet Sting? Did he get to meet him? Well, that's funny you ask, Kid Nation, because Josh is in studio with us right now.
Hi, Josh.
What's up, Josh?
How y'all doing?
So you got to meet Sting.
I did.
How was it?
All right.
It was great.
It was great.
Yeah.
It was great.
Were you nervous?
Yeah, very nervous. But I want to also say that today is my wife's birthday, the one who set this up.
Yeah.
So happy birthday, Julia. I love you.
Happy birthday, Julia.
Yay.
People always want to meet their idol, or someone that they've... What was the first thing you said to
When you
Sting?
Met Sting?
Kelly, sounds about right.
Kelly has always said you don't want to meet your idol.
That's my philosophy, is you never meet... I mean, you can meet people you're fans of, but your true number one idol, I never want to meet them because it's... not going to go the way I want.
Right,
I'm afraid it's going to ruin it. I'd rather have this imaginary thing in my mind than the reality of it not going like I wanted it to. You know?
Did it exceed your expectations?
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah.
I'm glad.
Good. I'm glad it went
Very
well.
Very nice guy.
What? He gave you some, didn't he? Didn't he give you passes to the ceremony?
What?
Yeah. To the Hall of Fame? Yeah.
Really?
That's
great, huh?
Very cool.
That's great.
So you're going to get to watch him be inducted into the WWE Hall of Fame?
Yes, sir.
And they're
big weekend.
Handed, that is so cool that he hooked you up with that. Funny interaction between Josh and Kelly.
Oh,
it's funny.
Okay.
He walks in here with his Sting shirt. It's a scorpion.
Yeah.
And Kelly goes, "Oh, are you a Scorpio?" And he goes, "No, I'm a Libra." And she goes, "Oh, is that the sign for a Libra?" We're like, "No, Kelly, that's Sting. That's a Sting shirt.
Scorpion stings you."
I thought that was the sign of the Scorpio.
Yeah, no.
Well.
Yeah, he's wearing a horoscope shirt.
Some people are really into that.
Those dudes that are wrestling wear their horoscopes.
Him and his wife decided to wear matching Scorpio shirts because they're Libras.
I don't know if Scorpio is allowed to marry a Scorpio. That could combust.
Oh, I don't think so. Yeah, you sting each other. Well, Josh, I'm glad you got to meet him. I'm glad you get to go watch him be inducted.
That's very cool.
Thank you all. Appreciate it very much.
And very cool, your wife wrote in for I Have a Dream.
Made it happen.
Yep.
You could write I Have a Dream entries at kidnation.com. That's where we're going to put the video, too. The interview with Sting. So if you missed it, we'll put it up there later.
It's good that you met him in an atmosphere like this when he's kind of doing something else, you know? Because if I meet Blake, if Blake actually comes into my bar, I'm like...
Shelton.
I'm going to do the same thing. I'm not going to know what to say.
That's your environment.
Yeah.
Yeah, but to have something else going on is cool.
And we were wondering, is he going to be the first one ever to be still active and inducted into the Hall of Fame?
Yes.
And I'm being told, thanks to Kid Nation, Ric Flair was also inducted when he was still active.
Oh, okay. I did not know. Oh, and I love you. How I feel about Ric Flair.
Right? Josh, is that right?
Woo!
That's right. That's right. Yeah.
You like Ric Flair?
He's okay.
We're not cool with him?
No, Sting.
No, Sting.
We're cool with Sting.
Sting's my Sting.
Yeah. That's our homie.
Right.
Ric Flair, we're not cool with right now.
Ric Flair with that white hair, and he'd get blood in it, you know, and he'd get cut.
Who do you hate in wrestling right now? The Miz?
Yeah, he was mean to y'all.
That's his thing. He's all right.
That's his character.
We're not mad at him.
Oh, no, I let him have it after.
Especially me, because he didn't say anything mean to me.
I body slammed him when we went off the air.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
He's just mad that I didn't dress up for him.
Here's the thing. Al and I try to be really nice to our guests on the show. But after we got done, Al and I went outside, and we handed him the biggest whooping he's ever had.
Ooh,
yeah,
right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. If you see the Miz with a black eye, Al and I did that.
We opened up a can of whoop-ass, and
we couldn't find the lid.
Dang right. Tag team.
Dang right.
I'd love to see you guys out in the ring get beat up.
You should have gone out there when we were taking on the Miz.
Whatever.
He couldn't even handle it.
All right. April Fool's. No. You got us.
Nope. Josh, thank you, man.
Thank
Hope you have fun at WrestleMania, buddy.
Right. Thank you.
Kid Nation, you've been writing us. You like the Fear the Walking Dead. That's your favorite show. One of your favorite shows.
Yeah.
Well, the new season premiere of last summer's breakout hit, Fear the Walking Dead, is this Sunday, April the 10th. It's happening at 9, 8 Central. And guess what? We have 3 trips for Kid Nation members to party on location.
Wow.
Whoa. 3. Next Sunday, yeah.
Yeah. How do you win? Show us the one thing that you fear more than The Walking Dead. Your bedhead.
Okay.
Yes. What does this mean? We want you to send us a no-makeup, just-woke-up picture of you looking your absolute worst.
Mm-hmm.
I woke up like this.
Yeah. Like, literally,
but
I woke up like this.
It's not like a good thing.
If you went out drinking the night before and you only got 2 hours of sleep, even better.
Oh, boy.
The worse, the better. So bad that people might think you are one of the walkers. That's how bad we want it. And you can go behind the scenes of the show that smashed ratings last summer. We have 3 winners that are going to score this trip. And we have somebody from the show joining us on the phone next week, I believe. Right, Jenna?
Yeah, we do. We have Cliff Curtis, and he's this character actor, and looking at his bio, I forgot that he's been in so many cool movies. He played Pablo Escobar in Blow.
That
years ago. Yeah, he's been in a ton of stuff. He actually has another really well-reviewed movie coming out. But yeah, he's the main character on the Fear of the Walking Dead, and he's going to join us on the show next week to talk all about it. And I've heard this next season's very cool because they're on a boat. They're on the water. The whole show takes place on the water because apparently zombies can't.
Swim.
Mm. I don't know. My zombie knowledge isn't.
Can they walk
up to par
under the water and get to the boat though?
I thought zombies could really do anything, but
those are dead, so they can't drown, right?
I like the idea of that though.
But like they don't know how to do it.
Well, I don't either.
They don't know how to swim,
but they can't die.
They can float.
They won't die.
Well, I mean, but they don't. But they would they know how to swim? I mean, they would just probably just be bobbing around all the time.
Yeah, that's what I do.
I don't know.
I just bob around.
We need to research this. How do zombies survive in water?
Yeah. Well, I think they just chill, I guess.
We'll ask Cliff.
Yeah, we could ask Cliff.
Cliff
about
will know
that.
All. Yeah.
We have some things you may have missed this week. If you're going to take Uber, you know Ashton Kutcher invested in Uber.
He did.
So when you take an Uber, that's that app that you have, and you just click on it and say, pick me up, and then a car shows up. It could be a regular person. It could be a black car, an SUV. It's really cool. If you don't have it, you should get it.
Yeah.
And ask me. I'll send you my code so I could get a free ride. You get to rate the driver after you're done.
Uh-huh.
And Ashton Kutcher, who's an investor, was on Jimmy Kimmel, and they compared their Uber customer ratings. You guys want to hear about these?
Yeah.
Okay, here you go. And I got to turn up the volume.
479.
479. Is that a good rating?
That's not bad. Okay.
Now you're going to think...
It's out of 5 stars.
You're going to think this is a joke. Mine is 4.8.
No way! How are you going to beat me by 0.1? I know what happened.
I finally beat you at something.
I know what happened.
What happened?
I had an incident. They're calling it the incident.
What happened?
I had a night with Mila's dad where we were drinking vodka.
Uh-huh.
And I was not driving home.
I see.
And the Uber was of great assistance.
I see. So you got carried in the house?
Well, I don't know how I got in the house. I don't remember getting in the car, and I don't remember getting in the house, but apparently I remember to press the Uber button.
I know why mine is not a perfect 5. It's because I got into someone else's Uber accidentally, and we didn't realize until we got to their destination.
Oh.
And it was a whole mess.
That's
a
thing.
Yeah, so I think the guy punished me for that.
I've done that.
Really?
I had a great Uber rating, and I ruined it.
What'd you do? What'd you do?
I had a 4.9. I asked a driver. I had a 4.9.
Uh-huh.
Because he was like, your rating's really good. I'm like, thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. I canceled one. I was actually at the mat at Al's Bar.
Yeah.
And my Uber didn't show up, and I was mad, and I canceled them. They charged me for the full ride and gave me a bad review.
How do you find out what your rating is?
Well, there's some ways online, not within the app, though. You can ask your next Uber driver. But it's very interesting because the Uber driver, it's very important that that's why you have to rate them. And sometimes you don't get that until you get in your next Uber, if that makes sense, a week later. But if they get anything, they say if their score drops below a 4.7 or a 4.6, they're not allowed to work anymore.
Trey, you know how to look it up? Okay.
Trey, look me up.
Because I think they sent it to me.
Uber app? Yeah. There it is right there.
They sent it to me at the end of the year, and I think I had a 5.
Wow.
Is it under
your Uber app?
Like unheard
of. Right.
Well, I didn't rate them for the longest time because I just don't
tell us
do
how
that.
To do it.
So that might have affected. Well, I didn't know this would affect my rating, so I very rarely.
Okay, Trey, how do you check your stars?
Oh, you have to
start by opening up the Uber app,
of course,
obviously, and then it'll take a second to load.
Uh huh. Then you go to the little options thing.
And then, top left hand corner, there's a little drop down menu.
Yeah. Right. I'm there.
There's an ad. Hang on. Okay, drop down menu.
Okay.
And then you go to help.
Okay. Help. Okay.
Under help, there's account.
Okay, there it is.
And then under account, it's like the 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8th down.
I'd like to know my rating.
Boom.
Submit.
And then you got
to
hit submit. I don't know what I submit, but I just hit it.
My average is 4.95 stars.
Wow, that's great.
Some jerk gave me less than five.
Mine's 4.79.
Oh,
I'm 4.85.
And Kelly Raspberry?
Yeah.
A perfect 5.0.
Well done, Kelly. Goody, goody. Oh, dang it.
Oh, I've used Uber like three times in our life.
We can't even beat Kelly and
see,
Uber.
That's have you ever, because I'm polite.
Have you used it a lot?
I use it quite a bit, but I always engage in conversation. I remember
one time
I was dating somebody who was a headhunter and ended up talking to our driver, and they exchanged information and could possibly lead to a job. You have to engage.
I do engage.
I engage.
I don't need to talk.
Yeah, you do.
No, you don't.
Why in the heck do I have a 4.7?
I'll take a 4.95, though.
I am so happy.
Well done, Kelly. And before we play Beat the Bank, here's one thing, too. Everybody talks about the tipping. Ashton talked about the tipping.
I mean, I would never say don't tip an Uber driver, like, if you really feel like the person. I mean, if the guy delivered your baby in the back seat, give the guy a tip, right?
Definitely.
But you're actually, you know, the company is designed, and I've talked with the founder, Travis, about this a lot, which is, you know, should we do tips, shouldn't we do tips? And we've thought about it all along the life cycle of the company. And the truth is that data shows that jobs that accept tips as part of their core income, people actually end up getting paid less than if the company just pays the people what they're worth to do the job.
Well, why doesn't the company just keep paying them the same and then we give them tips at the end of it?
Well, you can do that. I mean, and nobody's telling you can't give someone a tip. But the idea of the service is you get into the car, you take the ride, you get out
of
the car, and it's done.
Right.
And
right.
It's not that weird sort of exchange moment. And the other thing is for driver safety, having cash on them sometimes isn't the safest thing. I'm not saying that it's like wholly unsafe. But it is a designed experience to not have to tip. So
right.
If you don't want to tip, you don't have to feel bad about
not tipping. I'm still going to tip, but I think, you know, and that's why my rating's higher than yours.
Yeah.
Well, I don't tip extra because it's built in, and I love it.
I love it. Okay.
There are other apps where the ride program where you, at the end,
can enter
they give you like something to sign and fill out, and you add the amount of tip you want to give.
Oh, that'd be cool if Uber did that.
No, that takes more time too. You know? Can you imagine?
It's supposed to be like if you were Ashton Kutcher
and you don't even know how you got home. How are you going to sign that thing at the end of the night and tip? There's too many variables there.
When you open it up again and give a star, when you give your stars, you could say add tip if you want. They could do that. That way you could do it later.
That's too risky.
I like.
What if you don't? You know, once you're out of the car and the pressure's past the tip.
Yeah.
I'm counting how many Uber rides.
All right, so
I've never taken, and I'm at 120 so far.
I have to look. This is fun.
So if you drive Uber, Kelly Raspberry is the perfect Uber rider.
Yay, me.
Followed by me with a 4.95, followed by Jenna with a 4.85, and then Al with a 4.7.
You know what?
Horrible.
You know what I bet mine is? Why it's 4.79?
Why, Al?
Because a lot of times I will get an Uber for someone else.
Sure.
No, seriously. Like, if you show up at my bar and you get really drunk or something, and I say, hey, let me get an Uber for you home. And I do that. And maybe they're doing some, like, they're doing some drunk
stuff.
You're
blaming it on somebody.
Yeah.
All right,
that's
probably
what it is.
It could happen like
that's
that, man. All right. All right, well, let's get you paid, Kid Nation. Earlier on, Jessica won $570, but you could win up to $1,000 playing Beat the Bank. We need caller number 13 at 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
Let's play Beat the Bank next.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Beat the Bank.
Beat the Bank. Beat the Bank. Sarah Hughes. Villa Nova. Dark Heels. And Oklahoma. Beat the Bank.
Final four.
There you go. This weekend.
Final four. I think the orange of Syracuse.
So you think Syracuse is going to take it?
Underdog takes it all. That's my prediction.
All right, Al. The text message from Kim. Big Al's voice / freestyle for Beat the Bank is pretty creepy. Sort of sounds like the one-armed butler from Scary Movie.
How'd you know?
Well played.
My side gig.
Well played. All right, let's play Beat the Bank. This is round two because we play twice a day. It's back on Monday if you didn't get in this hour. So don't worry. We got plenty of money for you. Alan Johnson, you are our contestant this hour. Congratulations.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, MG.
I can't. Yeah. Yep. Oh,
yep.
My gosh.
Yep.
That's all I can say.
Yep.
What are you doing? Getting ready for class this morning?
Yes, I am. I'm studying, and then I just finished putting makeup on.
What are you studying?
For agriculture economics class.
Woohoo!
Agriculture.
You're gonna
shout
grow,
out.
You're going to grow stuff?
No, I'm not. It's just an elective I needed.
Okay.
Sometimes you got to get through it.
Where do you want to be when you grow up?
I'm actually going to try to do like family therapy, social work-ish.
Yeah.
Okay. Stuff.
Well, you never know when agriculture economics could play into that.
That's right.
How's
exactly.
Corn?
You never know.
How's corn going?
Eat sorry, some what? Corn.
Eat some corn.
Corn's going
corn
well.
Market.
Oh, we talk about corn a lot, actually.
That's right. Yeah. Many uses for corn.
Oh, so many uses.
Yeah. It's the underappreciated vegetable.
Especially in college, you play cornhole at the tailgates.
Oh my gosh. Yep.
Eat corny dogs.
Come on.
Yeah.
Big Al Matt, can you please tell Alan how we play Beat the Bank?
Sure, I will. As soon as I swallow this almond. Kelly, take it.
All right, we're going to lock you in the bank with the banker who's going to holler out and growl out these dollar amounts. And you're going to, like, just feel it in your gut. And we think he's gone as high as he's going to go. Yell stop, because if that door closes, you get nothing. But if you yell stop before the door closes, you get the last dollar amount called. And it could go as high as $1,000, which it hasn't done in a little while.
I know. That's weird.
Awesome.
All right.
You know how it works. You know.
Yes, I do. I'm so excited.
Yeah. I mean, if you win $1,000, you could pay off like two books. Al, how you feeling this hour?
Fantastic.
Fantastic.
Again.
Okay.
I was off a little bit last time.
Uh-huh.
But I feel like on a Friday.
Well, I mean, it went
to 800.
Nine something, didn't it?
Yeah, 810 yeah. last
810?
Time.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm still feeling fantastic, though, girl. You go and get you some corn, all right?
Okay.
All right.
Get you some corn.
All right, Alan. Al feels good.
But let's I don't
see,
know nothing.
Let's see how much money you win when we play
Beat the Bank.
$120. $140. $220. $280. $380. $480. $580.
Stop. JC was trying to put his mojo hip action on it.
I was doing my hip
thrust.
Yeah,
my hip thrust.
He was trying to get it up higher for
what
you.
What was it, 580?
Literally.
$580 for you, Alan.
Good job. 580.
Thank you so much. Thank
all right.
You.
It looks
that's
like
a
the,
lot of cash.
That's so much money.
Okay. Let's see how high it would have gone.
Al's thinking it was going to go all the way. JC's thinking it was going to go to 920.
That's
their
feeling.
Predictions.
Yeah. Alan, you got your money, so don't worry how high it goes. We're just doing this for fun.
Just for
let's
fun.
See.
600.
Still good.
640. 670.
I was way wrong that time.
Wow.
Look at Alan.
I was way wrong.
Well played, Alan.
I think it's the weekend, so you can go home and regroup, Alan.
Yeah, I was way wrong. Good for you, girl. $580.
What you going to do with that money? Party?
No, actually, I've been having an issue with my car, so hopefully that'll pay for it.
What's it doing?
It just keeps popping up this advanced track warning, which I have no clue what it is.
Oh, yeah.
So.
Is it making a funny noise or anything?
Is it making like a one of those?
No.
Okay.
No. How about the steering?
Do that when you crank it. No.
No, don't do that,
Kelly.
All right. Well, get that car fixed and use the rest of the money to have fun, okay, Alan?
Okay, thank you so much.
All right, have fun at school today. Get that agriculture in.
Like all good college girls do, they don't listen to Big Al.
Yeah.
They don't go with that feeling.
Hey, we got plenty more money too. We'll play again on Monday, 6:50 and 7:50 Central when we play Beat the Bank.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
All right, it's time to have fun with part-time Justin.
Hello. Hi. Hey, what's up?
Justin, today is April Fool's Day.
It is. It is the April 1st. And not only is it April Fool's, but guess what today is, too?
What?
Payday. Yay.
Oh, yeah, we get paid.
Payday.
Justin gets excited because he's part-time now.
I know. And I've been struggling this whole week. Like, I've been on a budget like no other. I've been eating hot dogs, like with bread slices.
Uh-huh.
And
oh, it's that bad for
yeah,
you?
Yeah, it's that bad.
Oh,
but
so last Saturday was good.
I know, yeah.
I was at Sugar Mama.
Yeah. She was. Mm. She was She was helping a brother out. But I've been getting fancy with these hot dogs. Like, ooh. I've been putting mustard and ketchup on these things.
Dang.
So I've been eating well, sort of. Yeah.
Fancy.
Yeah, you just got to do what you got to do.
You don't have that Grey Poupon mustard, right?
No, that's too
fancy. Yeah. It tastes weird.
That's rich.
Anyways, though, it is April Fool's Day, so I decided to start my day off, because it was payday, to go to Starbucks and do a little prank on them.
So you're pranking people.
Yeah.
You're pranking potential sponsors.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness. Oh yeah, boy. But it was all in good heart. Okay. Yeah, it was all in good heart.
Let's check out Justin at Starbucks.
Hello?
I can take your order if you're ready.
Yes, could I get a Camel Hookah Al Pacino?
Is that like a secret menu drink?
I think so. That's what my friend told me to get.
I'm sorry, man. That's not on our menu. Do you know the ingredients for it?
No.
I'm sorry, man. If you maybe want to come inside, we could look it up for you.
Okay. You know what? I think I'll just get him a coffee from Racetrack or something.
Okay.
All right. Thank you very much. Have a great day. Also, April Fools.
All right.
All right. Bye.
I think you didn't order anything.
No, I didn't.
You just said bye and left?
No. Yeah.
Went to Racetrack.
Now, here's
99
the thing.
Cent coffee.
This segment would be much longer because Justin went out and pranked a whole bunch of people.
Yeah.
But unfortunately, most of them were not friendly for radio.
What does that mean?
They were a little edgy.
Extremely edgy.
Like cussing at
like
you?
Not cussing at me, and I wasn't cussing. It was just more like a little drop hints there, like, those might be some naughty words. Like, I went to Wendy's, and there's some jokes that you can do with Wendy's.
Yeah.
Like,
here, I'll turn off the mics, and you say what you told the Wendy's people real quick. Go ahead. Or how about what'd you do at Walmart?
They,
what?
So Justin went to a store and had them page his friend Jenna, and then the last name's too dirty to play on the radio.
Too dirty.
Oh, boy.
Did they page her?
They did. It was so loud too, and everyone was like,
"What?"
They said paging Jenna.
Yeah, sort of. The last name sort of sounded like that. Yeah.
Yeah. Well done, Justin.
You made Justin laugh.
Wait, so we can't play any more April Fool's pranks?
No, they're too dirty.
Yeah, but I had fun and I celebrated and I think I'm done. So,
all right.
Oh, my God.
Happy April Fool's Day, Justin.
Yeah, happy April Fool's, everybody.
That will be the only April Fool's you hear on our show.
Yeah,
yes.
We'll do that.
We give it to you in advance.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.